Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Perek Yodalev, the final Perek of Maseches Vachem, and we are up to, I believe, the final two Mishnayos of Maseches Vachem. So, what if you were Makdish and Makriv a Korban on a Bama at a time of Isser Bamos? Kol HaKachim Shekdishim B'Shas Isser Bamos. Any Kachim that you were Makdish at a time of Isser Bamos, V'Krivon B'Shas Isser Bamos B'Chutz, and you were Makriv them on a Bama, so Harei Elu Ba'asei V'Lo Sasei. So, it's a violation of both of Nasei, of bringing Karbanos where you're supposed to bring them, and a violation of Alos Hasei, of not bringing them where you're not supposed to bring them. V'chayev Nalei and Kares, and V'chayev Kares for bringing these Karbanos. Hikdishin B'shas Heter Bamos, if you were Makdish them when Bamos are Mutter, V'kriven B'shas Isur Bamos, and then you were Makriv them when Bamos are Asur, Hare Elu Ba'asei, V'Alos Hasei, so it's subject to Nasei and Alos Hasei, a violation of Asei and Alos Hasei for being Makriv them at the time of Isur Bamos. V'in Chayev Nalei and Kares, but you're not going to be Chayev Kares for being Makriv them b'chutz, because if you were to be makriv it at the time that you were makdish it, you wouldn't be chayiv anything. So you're not going to be chayiv kares for being makriv it, since the hakdasha was done at a time of heter bamos. Hikdishan b'shas iser bamos. If you were makdish it when bamos were aser, v'ikriven b'shas heter bamos, and you were makriv it when bamos became mutter, hare ilu ba'asei ve'in behem b'los asei. Then it's only a violation of an asei. It's not a violation of a los asei, meaning as soon as you were makdish it, you became you had violated the asei, because but from the moment the bamos became mutter, there was no longer a los asei in play. So therefore, you don't violate the los asei. And then finally, Mishnah Yud, where we're going to continue talking about things that happened when bamos were mutter and bamos were aser. So the halachos were we came into Eretz Yisrael for the first 14 years of kibush v'chiluk. The Mishkan was in Gilgal. And 57 years after the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh, when the Mishkan was in Nov and Givon, so in those times, Bamos were Mutter. At other times, Bamos were Aser. So says the Mishnah, Elu Kachim Kraven Bamishkan. The following Karbanos had to be brought in the Mishkan, meaning at the Bama of Gilgal or Nov and Givon, the big Bama, and not any individual Bamos. Kraven b'mishkan, kachim shehuptishu l'mishkan, karbanos hatzibur kraven b'mishkan, v'karbanos hayachid b'bama. If you have kachim that were huptishu b'mishkan, that were huptash for the purpose of being offered in the mishkan, meaning karbanos hatzibur, they are brought in the Mishkan, and Karbanos HaYachid are brought on a Bama. Karbanos HaYachid shehuktash for the Mishkan, if you have a Karban Yachid that was hooktash for the Mishkan, Yikrivu b'Mishkan, you are a makrivit in the Mishkan, v'im hikrivan b'Bama pater, but if you brought it in a Bama, it's going to be pater. Ma bein Bamas Yachid l'Bamas Sibur, what's the difference between doing an Avoda at a Bamas Yachid versus a Bamas Sibur? Smicha, the only difference was that at a Bamas Sibur, you do, well, a few things. Smicha, you do a Bamas Sibur, you do Smicha, not the shechita of kachi kachim in the north of the mizbeach is only by bamas sibur matan saviv, the putting the dam all around the mizbeach utnufa, the waving of the carbon vagasha and bringing the carbon mincha to the southwest corner of the mizbeach is all only by bamas sibur. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein mincha babama, that there is no mincha that's brought at a bama at all. V'chihun, and more things that only apply to bamas sibur. At a bamas sibur you need a kohen, a big day shares, and he needs to wear special begadim, big day kuhuna, uklei shares, he needs to use kelim that have kedusha, v'reach nichoach, and it's considered to have had a reach nichoach, u'mechitza badamim, and there's a line separating the top half of the mizbech from the lower half of the mizbech, u'ruchot sidaim raglaim, and you need ruchitza sidaim raglaim. Aval azman, but if you had a kavana to eat the karban after the right zman, v'hanosar, or you left it over, and it became nosar, or a person became tamei, shavin bazel bazel. Those psulim apply even by a bamas yachid. Those are not reserved only for a bamas tzibur. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Tess. We said that all kachim that you were makdish at the time of iser bamos and you were makriv at the time of iser bamos, it's a violation of both an asei and a los asei in your chayiv kares. But if you were makdish when it is heter bamos and you were makriv at the time of iser bamos, it's basei velos asei, but you're not chayiv kares. If you were makdish at the time of iser bamos and makriv at the time of heter bamos, Bamos, it's a violation of an Asay, but not even a violation of a Los Asay. And then in Mishnah Yud, we said that that the following kachim are brought in the Mishkan, kachim that were hukdash for the Mishkan, Karbanos Tzibur are brought in the Mishkan, Karbanos Yachid were brought on a Bama. Karbanos Yachid that were hukdash for the Mishkan, you bring in the Mishkan, and if you're marked them on a Bama, you're pater. And then we said, what are the differences between a Bamas Yachid and a Bamas Tzibur? By a Bamas Tzibur, you need smicha, you need shchita safon, you need to put the dam all around, you need tenufa, you need hagasha, and you need a kohen, and you need bigde kohuna, and you need klishares, and it's a reich nichawach, and you need something separating the top half and the bottom half of the Mizbech, and need the washing of the hands and the feet. The only things they had in common, Abamas Yachin and Abamas Tzibur, is that Chutzah's man is a psul, Noser is a psul, Tameh is a psul, and that's regardless of which kind of Bama we are talking about. So that brings us to the end of Maseches Zvachim Bez Hashem. Tomorrow we will pick up with the beginning of Maseches Menachos.